That's primitive, isn't it?
You know, it's the issue of punishment, and it depends on the law that we believe in it. And of course, this kind of punishment, I mean the death punishment, it has been mentioned in the Islamic sources. But about the public execution, it's an issue that it is, you know, there are different ideas about it. I myself do not agree with this idea in many, many situations because of the bad sequences of this execution.
What is bad PR?
I mean, inside the society, it may breed some bad sequences, and therefore I am not so much pleased with this. But, you know, it is a system. It has been introduced mainly by the Islamic sources, but there are different aspects, different interpretations about it. And in some interpretations, which has been accepted now, they say that all of these punishments should be done publicly, and then it will have some more impression in the society to prevent the people from committing sins or committing crimes, and therefore it has been done publicly.
That's a bit medieval though, isn't it? I mean, why not hack them in pieces or tear their insides out like they used to do in England in the 15th century? I mean, you know.
It seems so, but, you know, we should refer to the philosophy of the punishment in the Islamic system. If we refer to the philosophy of the punishment in the Islamic system, we will find that the philosophy of this punishment is to prevent the people from committing the crime, and therefore it seems to be severe, it seems to be violent, but in fact to prove it, it's not easy in the Islamic system.
And you have to have quite a lot of witnesses.
Yeah,
don't you? And
there should be some witnesses with very special circumstances and conditions, not ordinary witnesses. They should be able to witness something very exactly and very clearly, to be able to speak about it totally in clear words. And therefore, it is not easy to prove it in the court. When it is proved, and it is rarely proved, then there should be a punishment. As I said, there are different ideas about public punishment. I myself do not agree with public punishment in many situations, but it has been accepted by many of the scholars, and therefore it has been done. But I think we should refer to the impression and the sequences. When we omit, for example, the death punishment in some of the Western countries, we will find that the crime was increasing. And therefore, now we will find some of the great thinkers in the legal field, they are now talking about the death punishment because they say it is a way that we can control the society against the crime or against some of the important illegal actions.
I can't actually think of any serious legal authorities in Britain or the United States or France who are suggesting that execution of any kind is a good thing.
You know, if you refer to the legal sources, because you may know I am a professor of law, and therefore it is my field, my specialty, and especially I am working in the comparative law. If you refer to the legal sources, you will find that there are some prominent features. They are talking about this issue, the death punishment, because of its positive impression in the society. Of course, there are some other ideas in the Western countries. But I mean, when we want to evaluate, we should evaluate all the aspects and all the sides of the issue.
Well, I have to say, I've been to Islamic courts in Iran more than once, and I was very impressed by the way the judges were absolutely determined to make sure they didn't condemn somebody who wasn't guilty. That goes without saying, I think. But there are other things. I mean, the idea of executing homosexuals, that's primitive, isn't it? That's backward.
You know, it refers to the Islamic sources. It refers to the Quran. Because in Quran, the homosexuality has been condemned, and it has been counted one of the crimes. And therefore, if it has been done, of course, its proof is not easy, but if it is proved, then it is supposed a crime in this, not only in Iran, in all the Islamic world, because it is in Quran and all the Islamic sects, Sunnis, Shia, in different countries, they all believe in it and they all respect this idea. And I know it is different from the Western values about the democracy and so on, but of course inside our system it is something, no doubt about it, there is no doubt about it.
So you defend that?
You know, it is something Islamic, and I, as an Islamic scholar, I accept it, such as all of the Islamic scholars and all of the Muslims, because as I said, it has been introduced in Quran.
Now, one of the things I always feel one has to say about Iran is that people have always, around the world, have got ideas about the position of women in Iran, but they never seem to get it right. I mean, women here drive cars, they own property, they run businesses. I mean, this is not Saudi Arabia, is it? This is not Yemen. This is not the kind of society I think many Westerners get mixed up with. Nevertheless, if you speak to educated women here, politically minded women, they often want a better deal for women than they're allowed to have, don't they? More freedom, not so much intrusiveness in the way they live their lives and they dress. Where do you stand in all this? Do you want to see more liberal conditions for women, or do you want are you a hardliner?
I think, you know, there are some Islamic values and there is no doubt about them. Some of them are about, for example, dressing of the women. But as you said, the women are free and they are not only in business or in the streets, they're driving cars, they are also in the government. And they're in the academic features, they are working in the different universities, they are even administrators of some of the important organizations. And I think there are some problems, I accept, because of our customs, because of our history, and they should be changed, of course. The situation should be changed. And
could you give me an example of what you mean?
I mean, the idea about the women and the idea about their role in the society has been changed during these three decades after the Islamic Revolution. But it needs to be changed still. You know, for example, when Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Alayhi, came from France to Iran, and it was even before revolution, there was some problems about the participation of the women in demonstrations. Yeah. But he said that they should participate, and it is the right of them. They should participate in these social activities, and they participated, as he has said. And therefore, there are some situations that should be changed. But the main idea of the women, I mean the role of the women in the Islamic culture, it is something, if you refer to the Islamic sources, it is so much clear that they have their own rights and they can participate in different situations and they can play their roles in different issues, social and political.
Does Iran want to wipe Israel off the face of the map with nuclear weapons or without nuclear weapons?
No. You know, I think the word has been misinterpreted. This word has been said for the first time by Imam Khomeini. But when we are talking about Israel, we are not talking about the country, the physical country. We are talking in legal state about the government, not about the people. And when we are talking that Israel is not a legal state, it means it is not legal based on the legal systems, not based on the physical situation that they are living in. And when it is the word of wiping out, it means wiping out of the legal system, not wiping out of the map in the sense of the physical map, to wipe it out by a nuclear bomb or something like this. Because, you know, to use nuclear bombs has been prohibited in Islam. And it is not permitted even in offensive wars, in defensive war, to use the nuclear weapon and not inoffensive, of course.
I have to say, though, President Ahmadinejad seemed to be quite in favour of the Holocaust, didn't he? He didn't seem to think that was a bad thing at all, to have wiped out 6 million Jews.
The issue of Holocaust, it's a historical issue. And there are different discussions and debates about this issue, that something has happened or the number was that or not, and something like this. But, you know, the issue of Holocaust, a historical issue, the issue of Israel, a legal issue, and the issue of nuclear power, which we believe we should have it in peaceful way because the Islam has prohibited from using the nuclear weapons. There are different
issues. That is true, is it?
Yeah.
That is true.
That it is prohibited in Islam, you mean?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It is. Our leader, our Islamic leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, has mentioned it several times that in Islam there is no place for nuclear weapons, not only nuclear weapons, but also all the mass destruction weapons. It has been prohibited in Islam because the weapons should be in a way that you can use it only for the combats in the battle, not against the civilians or against the natural sources. And therefore it has been prohibited in Islam.
Should we be afraid of Iran in the West?
I don't think so. I think if the Western people, they know about the facts of Iran, they will find that Iran is a democratic Islamic state that can...
Up to a point. I mean, democratic up to a point.
I mean, in our interpretation, of course. But we can live in peaceful situation with different countries, as we have shown throughout our history, that we have been always in peace with the others, and if there was a war, there was against us, and we were just defending from ourselves.
Like
and
in we have Iraq, never, when Saddam invaded.
Yeah, they invaded in Iran, against Iran, and it was not Iran who has invaded Iraq. And therefore, I think if the Western public opinion, they know about the facts of Iran, they will find Iran a peaceful land, and a land of culture, a land of civilization, a land of science, that they can cooperate with them in peaceful situation.
Well, but why I've brought you over here is because I want you to tell us about Sohan.
Ah, about this kind of
sweets that we get. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think I've become addicted. If I lived here and worked here, I think I've become addicted.
Yeah, it is especially for Qom, and it is something that Qom has been known by, this kind of sweet.
Well, it's very nice. It's always a difficult thing, in my experience, coming to Iran and then going back to America or to Britain or to France and saying how much you like it and what an interesting country it is, and how peaceable it is and how friendly the people are here. But I, having come here again and again for 30 years, although I'm often banned for long periods, I've been banned for 7 years until now. For,
really?
Yeah, something I said, from something I did. I don't.
Side,
yeah,
yeah.
No. No, 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 no. Nobody
many,
stops
many
me.
Journalists are coming from UK or different.
I know, but I think it was something I did or something somebody said about me. I don't know. But anyway, I'm back now, and I don't.
Just you have a look around yourself, you will find many people from different countries now
absolutely,
here,
including Britain,
yeah.
Of course. I've met
many
British
countries,
students.
Yeah.
Students here, but I'd like to thank you, Ayatollah Mehdi Hadavi, for having shown us around and having, I think, put your side of the thing very, very, very clear.
But we should understand each other, and we should let each other to talk about our opinion.
Well, that's what we're here to do. So, from Simpson's World in the holy city of Qom in Iran, until we meet again, goodbye.